Welcome back to Start with the Heart. My name is Anya Haas, I'm your host, and in today's episode, let's talk about self-sabotage, belief system, and stretching of the comfort zone. Phew! When was the last time you wanted to achieve something and you woke up one day going back to the old pattern? You consciously chose to do something, you set all of the mind on it, and voila! You wanted to see the results, and boom, it didn't even happen. After a few hours, after a few days, or after a few months, you go back to the old behavior. I think of a moment of being on a diet, and when you know that you don't want to have something sweet, I don't want to have something sweet, I don't want to have something sweet, I don't want to have something sweet. What happens? Unconsciously, your hand is reaching for something sweet and you don't even know when you are opening your eyes with a mouthful of something sweet. Do you remember those moments? Oh, I remember them vividly. Or when you decide to go to the gym. You go to the gym and you have all of this urge to start working out and have a better vision of yourself and seeing yourself stronger, etc. You go there first time, oh, your body hurts. You go there second time, oh, your body hurts. You go there a few more times and then your urge and motivation to be fit is slowly going less and less and less. And then you say to yourself, okay, I am going to go tomorrow. For sure, I go there tomorrow. And then you wake up the next day and you say to yourself, oh, I have headache, I don't feel good, and you're dragging. So then you say to yourself, okay, I am going to go the next day when I feel good. And it goes on. And you don't even know when the project, when your goal is not being met and you go back to your old behavior. So how is this that you get yourself out of the comfort zone and you have your mindset and you know exactly what goal, what you want to achieve, and you even get things rolling, and then you either don't see the immediate result, or you stop believing in yourself, or you see there is no support from anyone and no one recognizes you, so you drop it, or maybe the fear shows up, or even worse, negative self-talk starts and it's very bad for you to hear yourself speaking so negatively about yourself. So when this talk starts or the fear comes up, you're getting less towards the project and more towards the comfort zone. So you're pushing yourself back and back and back to be more of the control that you have when you feel in a comfort zone. So on one hand, it feels more pleasurable because it feels comfortable to be in this old comfort zone state. But at the same time, you create such a strong disappointment. So what is really going on? Let's explain all of this craziness of the self-sabotage. Imagine there are two circles. There is one circle of you on the left side, which is the old you. And then there is a new circle of you that is the vision of you when you achieved your goal and it's on the right side. In between those two circles, there is a wall, and it's a wall of resistance. So what is on the left side? It's a comfort zone. So what is in a comfort zone? There is a lot of support. You've been there for a very long time. You feel so familiar to be in this comfort zone that you know that no matter what you do, you're going to always find yourself in there. There are others there. They know you. They know your capacity. You just feel at home in this old role of yours. There's also certain vibration of that role. When you start becoming not comfortable so much in this old role, when you know that it's time for you to move on, when you know you want to achieve a new goal, when it's time for you to get hold of something different, the vibration starts shifting and the vibration starts changing. So then you decide to do something new. which is the vision, the circle of you on the right side. This is the unknown region. This is a place where you don't feel familiar. There is no support. You don't know many people in there. You can only imagine them, but they are not close to you yet. They are not your support system. So when you are there in this not familiar state, in this circle, you're not fully there yet because you have such a memory of this old paradigm of yours, of this old vision of yourself. And your mind only knows what is familiar, feels scared to be supportive of you when you become and you choose to do something that is not familiar to the mind system, to your belief system. So it's going to send messages that are going to feel like self-sabotaging messages to bring you back to the comfort zone. Probably your friends, your family members, they will even say things that you don't want to hear. They will even say, oh yeah, you don't need to do this. Or why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? They'll try to hold you, almost like pull you back with the strings where you belong. But you already know you don't belong there anymore, right? Because there is something, it's almost like energy or power that pushes you away from this comfort zone and wants you so bad to go into something bigger for you. Something that maybe it's more connected to your life purpose. There are so many reasons why we want to leave this old paradigm and create new paradigm. Trust yourself that you're going into the right direction. Being in not familiar space doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel comfortable for the mind. It doesn't feel comfortable for you on a physical level, emotional level, and energetic level, because you're not familiar with this vibration. All right, so what is needed to stop self-sabotaging, to stop having this wall of resistance, to go through this wall of resistance easily and effortlessly and become this envisioned powerful you? First of all, in order to stop self-sabotaging, there's a need for building of the self-confidence. When you start building your self-esteem and confidence, you're building skills that are very important and valuable to hold you in your power, to hold you in your plan, to hold you in this vision of you. And knowing that this is a process, nothing happens overnight. And you know, the bigger your dream, the bigger your goal, the longer the process is, or maybe the more shift needs to happen in order for you to get where you want to be. So then trust yourself that you are in the right place and in the right time. Because if you wouldn't be in the right place and the right time, this internal need to step out of your comfort zone would not show up. So there is a state of readiness. And with the state of readiness, you must trust yourself that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. From the quantum field of the possibilities, what needs to be, there needs to be a vibration. Vibration that is different than the vibration that made you the way you are. There is a shift of vibration necessary for you to achieve something that you are not familiar with. How can you achieve it? You achieve it by envisioning yourself with the goal already achieved. Albert Einstein said, "The world as we have created is the process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing in our thinking." And in the same matter, if you want to create a change, if you want to become a different person, if you want to achieve something, you can't be thinking in the same vibration as you were thinking back then. You have to become somebody else, although you are going to be still the same, but you have to create a shift in your vibration, shift in your thinking, shift in your energy field in order to start attracting the vibration of the role that you want to step into. It will not change in another way. You have to create this change on the inside first, And then the change on the outside comes along with this change from the inside. In order to create this change, visualize yourself in this new role with this new achieved state, and then trust yourself that you are able to do anything you wish, because that's the truth based on the quantum field of possibilities. The higher you vibrate, the more you're achieving whatever brings with the vibration that you are vibrating on. When you set the goal that is measurable and achievable. Don't push yourself into the unknown, because it will be very hard for you to measure your goal. When you set up your goals, know what is it between you right now and you, where you want to see yourself with the goal achieved. See the distance between those two, and know what is the smallest step towards the direction you want to go. If this is a process that is connected to many steps and it's complex, then break it down into smaller steps and then take one step at a time. Because one, the smallest step gets you closer to that goal. One step creates shift in the vibration. One step is also not making the super alert for your belief system, and it's not going to freak out, and it's not going to pulling you back into your comfort zone. So the smallest steps gives you opportunity to meet less resistance, less wall in between these two pictures of yourself. When you are envisioning yourself in this higher realm, in this higher vibration with your achieved goal, start being your biggest supporter. Don't look on the outside for the support system. Although you can find yourself mentor, you can find yourself accountability partner or coach that will keep you occupied with your goals. Be very strong within yourself and with your own capacity to hold yourself responsible and accountable for achieving your goal. Be the biggest supporter of your own dreams. Don't let anyone shift you. Don't let anyone from the old comfort zone to tell you what you can or what you can't do. Don't let anyone to give you information about what you should do or focus on in your life. Go with your own heart. Go with your own gut. Go with your own dreams and dream your dream. Give yourself courage. Give yourself support. Give yourself love and acceptance. Give yourself opportunity to make mistakes. Be like a child. Make mistake, then sit, stand up, and do it again. Do it over and over again until you achieve your goal. And praise yourself for the smallest achievements. Give yourself gift. Tell yourself how much you appreciate yourself for this capacity to go towards your dreams. Because many people will stay in their comfort zone, but you're not here to stay in the comfort zone. You're here to step out of your comfort zone. Go to this place of the unknown, because right there are the biggest achievements and the biggest dreams that are coming true. And you want to be the dreamer that will achieve goals. Along the way, and very quickly at the very beginning of your journey into accomplishments of your goals, there'll be negative self-talk and fear coming up to the surface. Know that this is very normal. So instead of pushing away this fear or pushing away this negative self-talk, let them talk. Hear what they want to say, and then create relationship with the fear. Create relationship with the negative self-talk. Be like a parent to them. Tell them, I understand that you are worrying about me. I understand you want me to be in a comfort zone, but I'm ready to take another step. I'm ready to take a step into accomplishing my dreams. So please support me, be here with me. And with that being said, with building this new relationship and awareness which direction you go, your mind and your belief system is able to stretch and be all right with you. I actively invite you to envision yourself in this new role. How about you can visualize with me yourself as you achieved your goal? Whenever you have a moment, allow yourself to sit quietly and close your eyes. And imagine that I'm showing you a picture which is two-sided, it's double-sided. On one side of this picture, there is a picture of you as you are at this moment. See yourself how you look like, how you feel like. See all of your capacities and resources, and see all of your limitations. See the things you would like to change. See yourself wanting to achieve goal, whichever goal you want. And on the other side of this picture, there is a picture of you as you achieved your goal. How do you look? How do you feel? How do you behave when you achieved your goal? And I want you to use all of your senses to show you how you feel and how you look and how you hear yourself when you achieved your goal. So look at yourself physically, how you're looking, how you're smiling, what is your body posture. See yourself, who are you hanging out with? Who are your friends? Who are your supporters? See if there is any color connected to the way you feel about yourself when you achieve your goal. Maybe there is a shape inside of you. And when you see yourself, I want you to imagine that this picture of you when you are achieving your goal, when you achieved your goal, is getting bigger and stronger and closer to you and more intense. And at the same time, the picture of you, the way you are right now, it's getting smaller, less visible, farther away, farther away, farther away. And at the same time, the picture of you when you achieved your goal is getting bigger and stronger and closer to you and closer to you and brighter and bigger and stronger and very close to you. And at the same time, the picture of you as you are right now is getting smaller, farther away, smaller, less visible, almost non-existing. When the picture of you, when you achieve your goal, is getting bigger, stronger, bigger, more intense, getting stronger, more visible, and you see yourself and you feel yourself, how you feel, how you look like when you achieve your goal. So let's do it again. Take the picture and look at the picture of you as you are right now. With all of the limitations, with all of the dreams and readiness to accomplish something bigger. And on the other side, there is a picture of you when you achieved your goal. How you look like, how do you feel like when you achieved your goal? You see yourself bigger, stronger, more powerful, happy, successful, and it's vibrant, and it's getting bigger and brighter and closer to you. And at the same time, the picture of old you is getting smaller, less visible, farther and farther away from you, almost not visible when the other picture of you, the successful you, is getting bigger, stronger, bigger, brighter, closer to you, and it's getting closer and closer and closer and bigger, and at some point you're stepping into that picture and you are becoming this person, this successful person who vibrates on a certain vibration. You are it. You are this person. You have all of your own support. You have all right here, ready for you. And you're ready for this change, and this change is yours. Thank you so much for listening and stretching your belief system with me. If you didn't have chance yet to subscribe to my podcast, please do it, because every week I share something interesting for you about communication and improving leadership skills. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.